This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Campaigning has intensified for the third phase of general elections, with top leaders of major political parties making a strong pitch to woo the voters through rallies and roadshows across the country. 95 parliamentary constituencies across 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. 1,351 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today made a strong pitch while campaigning for the BJP candidates in Belagavi today in Karnataka. Speaking at a public meeting, Mr. Modi informed that in the last 10 years, his government has helped small farmers through the Farmers Producers Organization to cut input costs and open the market for agri-produce. Over 10 crore women's self-help groups benefited from the financial assistance, and 70,000 crore rupees was earned by the farmers after blending ethanol with fuel. Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita, passed by his government, will ensure better management of law and order, he said. Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav campaigned for party candidate in Sambhal district. He came down heavily on the BJP and said that the people of UP have given a befitting reply to the BJP in the first two phases of elections, and his alliance is getting tremendous support from the public. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today stepped up his party's Odisha campaign at Salipur under Kendrapada Lok Sabha constituency. Mr. Gandhi promised Pehli Naukri Pakki scheme for the unemployed youths if his party is voted to power at the centre. Earlier, Mr. Gandhi garlanded the statue of Utkal Gaurav Madhusudan Das on his birth anniversary at his native place Satyabhamapur in Cuttack district. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has directed to conduct re-polling in 6 polling stations of the Outer Manipur Parliamentary Constituency on the 30th of April from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. The ECI declared the polls conducted at these 6 polling stations on the 26th of April in the second phase of Lok Sabha election 2024 as void. The polling stations are 5 in the Ukhrul district and 1 in the Senapati district. In Jammu and Kashmir, a village defense guard, VDF, died in a gunfight with terrorists in Udhampur district of Jammu division today. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that an encounter broke out between the terrorists and a joint team of police and village defense guard members at Basantgarh area in Udhampur district this morning. The deceased VDG was identified as Mohammad Sharif, resident of Khaned. After the incident, reinforcement from Udhampur was rushed and the Special Operation Group of the police, along with the army and CRPF parties, has staged a cordon in the area. A massive search operation is underway to flush out the terrorists who are believed to have recently infiltrated from Pakistan. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heat wave to very severe heat wave conditions are likely to prevail in many places over Gangetic West Bengal, Odisha, Bihar and Jharkhand during the next 4 days. Heat wave conditions are also likely over Rayalaseema, interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Kerala and East Uttar Pradesh. The IMD said the maximum temperatures will rise by about 1 to 2 degrees Celsius over East India during the next 2 days, and no significant change will be seen thereafter. On the other hand, the weather office has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall, likely over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura from Wednesday. Light rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms is also likely over West Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha and Chhattisgarh till tomorrow. In IPL cricket, the match between Gujarat Titans and Royal Challengers Bengaluru, RCB, is underway at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Gujarat were 164 for 3 in 17.2 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, RCB won the toss and opted to field. RCB is now at the bottom of the table with only 2 wins from 9 matches, while Gujarat is in the 6th place after the same number of matches. Later this evening, Chennai Super Kings will lock horns with Sunrisers Hyderabad at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.